Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to pick up again in the letter of Paul to the Philippians, and we find ourselves in chapter 2. Chapter 2 is a real encouragement to serving and to having humility in the body of Christ. And Paul wants to share about this because even though I've said in a previous program that the Church of Philippi is a really good church and a promising church, there's always a danger of pride creeping in. There's always a danger of wrong ambition and bad attitudes. And so Paul is saying, in terms of one another, your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus. And then he goes into what many believe was an early hymn of the church. Just an incredible handful of words that talk about what Jesus did. He, in very nature God, didn't consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in appearance as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God's exalted him to the highest place, given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This incredibly powerful statement about Jesus, who is Almighty God, coming into this world in great humility, taking the role of a servant, the role of a slave, going to the cross, the horrendous, long, drawn-out death of the cross for us, taking our sin, God lifting him up, giving him the name above every name, and one day every knee shall bow to Jesus. It's just really quite breathtaking to reflect the depths that Jesus went to save us, and the heights that he is brought up to as he's obeyed the Father. And in the light of that, well, believers are encouraged to work out their salvation in fear and trembling, that we are encouraged that if our Saviour could walk the way that he did, well, we need to shine like stars in the sky. We need to hold firmly to the word of life. We need to run our race in life with confidence, with humility. And he begins to talk about some people who he works with. He talks about Timothy. He talks about Epaphroditus. And he's very aware that the same spirit that was in Jesus, he's seen in brothers who are willing to even lay down their lives for the gospel. He talks about how Epaphroditus is his brother, co-worker, fellow soldier, and near to death, it seems, at one point. And it's, again, it's good to see the humanity of Paul, because he is brave, he is courageous, but he's sharing basically the thought of losing Epaphroditus. It was getting to me big time. I was feeling the weight of it, the sorrow that would be coming, and I'm just so grateful, he says, that God didn't take him, that God allowed him to stay to be a partner with me. These are the things that come out of the sacrifice of Jesus, people prepared to lay down their lives. We must pause. We're going to have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we will reflect more on Philippians chapter 2.
Beating heart, comfort me now, keep me from harm, let all the troubled thoughts
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about Philippians chapter 2. And it starts off, Richard, with a plea for unity. I mean, this is something we see, don't we, quite often in the New Testament. Various people really pleading for the church to be united. And yet, today, what do we see? The church is still not united, is it really?
Well, no, it is an ongoing problem, and if you like, disunity, selfishness, people having their own agenda to the degree that they're unwilling to listen, accommodate others, and it is a concern. But Paul is writing, and of course he's appealing for a unity that is not sort of weak and compromised, but it's a unity that comes out of a powerful, strong, living relationship with Jesus. That's really where unity can come from.
And then we move on to this, as you say, perhaps an early hymn, starting in verses 6 to 11. And it is an extraordinary passage, really. And it speaks of servanthood and humility, the example shown by Jesus in those two areas in particular. But those things being great things and ending up with Jesus being glorified in a remarkable way. So the importance of humility and of that example of being servants, of Christians serving one another.
Yes, that's right. I mean, that is the great thing about our Lord Jesus, that he's not someone who says you need to do this and you need to do that, and then give us no model, role model, of what these qualities are.
Mm.
When he's encouraging us to behave in these ways, we can look and see he does it. And this hymn very, very clearly expresses how Jesus handles suffering and death and even being exalted.
Can we look at the example of Christ, who after all was God, and aspire to the same sort of way of life?
Well, he certainly taught us that we should, and therefore we recognise we have our weaknesses and frailty, but at the same time, I think that it's all about drawing from him. The closer I am to Jesus, the deeper my walk with him, then the ability to be like him is far greater. But if I think I can be like Jesus but be quite remote from him, then that is never going to happen. The being like him means being with him.
He talks about these two individuals then, Timothy and Epaphroditus. Let's look at Timothy first. Timothy, it seems, had quite a special place in Paul's life.
Yes, he knew Timothy, it seemed, from quite an early age, and he'd seen his coming to Christ, he'd seen his growth as a Christian, his call to ministry, and he refers to him as like a son.
Mm.
And that wasn't a kind of a superficial, there was a depth there between them. And he really felt, I guess, a spiritual father to Timothy.
And Timothy has his own letter, doesn't he? Two letters in the New Testament.
That's right. That's right, which very much illustrate how Timothy should behave and conduct himself in the church.
Hmm. What about Epaphroditus, then? Not somebody that we know as well, perhaps, but clearly Paul regarded him, my brother, he says.
Yes, that's right. Well, I think that, you know, Paul obviously had a very tough life as a Christian and was under a lot of scrutiny and at times the subject of some pretty horrendous treatment. And I guess when he saw someone handling similar to him, there was a kind of a fellowship in that.
Mm.
And Epaphroditus certainly went through some tough things, and it seems he went through an illness.
Mm.
We're not really told exactly what the illness was, but it clearly was life-threatening. And yet Epaphroditus hangs on to God, and God brings him through to a place of healing, which is of great relief to Paul.
Yeah. Okay, well, we must leave it there. We'll go on to look at the next couple of chapters over the next couple of weeks. But Richard, thank you very much indeed. So yes, join us again next time as we continue looking at the letter to the Philippians in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.